Case number 130441 and Maricela Serna seek a variance from the lot width requirement for a proposed lot, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Woodland Ferry Road and east of Shipbuilders Drive. The 911 address is 6869 Woodland Ferry Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 132, Map 11, Parcel 20. We received 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 17.09-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for parcel.
Is the applicant present? Yes. You may come forward and be sworn in. Evening. Just press the button there so your microphone lights up green. There you go. And Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Maricela Serna, and our address is 29078 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Thank you. And sir?
Juan Serna.
Same address?
Yes, same address.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
We do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Okay. Dear board members, thank you for considering our application for a variance today. My husband and I have worked hard to raise our children and give them the opportunities that we did not have. Our children here have reached the age where they want to leave our home and start their new family. When my husband and I found this property for sale a little over 2 years ago, we were overjoyed. The way the economy has been since COVID, we thought what a great opportunity this is and move forward and purchase the land. When we purchased the land, we did ask if it could be subdivided, and we were told yes, which we went forward and purchased it and then found out later that that was not the case. We seized the opportunity and purchased the land after we were told that we would be able to subdivide the property into two, which would be a little over an acre once divided. If we are not granted this variance, this would cause an economic hardship as my husband and I. Because we can't, at this point, with the prices of property going up, it would make it almost impossible for us to purchase a new property. And we hope that you would consider subdividing and helping us in providing a property for each of our children. This would be a hardship if we are not approved, because we are starting into our twilight years at work. And as you know, prices of properties nowadays are very expensive. Please consider our application. We thank you for your time. Respectfully, Juan and Maricela Serna. I apologize, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be. You got me a little concerned though. You say twilight years, you look about my age, so.
I don't know how old you are, but we are in our 50s and soon to be 60s.
All right. I'm not quite there yet. Well, that's true. Yeah. No questions?
I see a lot down the street a little bit. 1901. Does that look about half the size of yours? I'm trying to get at is would that be the lot of lot being of that size, would be considered in character of that little part of, I don't know if it's a neighborhood or not. It looks like just a street.
It's but a street. There. It's not like a, I'm not familiar with the house or the lot next to our neighbor to the right of us, if you're looking out of the property. My daughter currently will be living in this house that you see over here on the right. So on the white house.
The right?
So this is
no.
No. Yes.
Right there?
So my that would be my daughter's side of the property, and my son, who is presently here with his girlfriend, would own the other lot if we are approved. And like I said, we want to leave each of our children. We will leave the property where we currently live to our son. Our middle child, Evan Serna, and Emmanuel Serna will own this lot, and the lot with the house currently on it would be our youngest daughter, Emily Serna, if approved.
So it looks like that lot, and even the lot to the left of that, it looks, just by my eyesight, it looks like it would be very similar if you were to split this in half.
Yes, that's correct.
And it would be just under,
An acre.
Just under an acre for both of them?
Yes.
And you would have separate entrances?
Correct. That's what our goal is, because when we first went to purchase the land, we were told that we were going to be able to subdivide, but they would share a driveway, which, as you can see, the driveway is to the left of the house, and the property that we're trying to subdivide is on the other sides, which makes it almost impossible.
Is there any wells or septic or anything like that on the property?
The septic to my daughter's current property is in the back. So then they can't use the same driveway, because then it would go around the back of the property, and it would go on. They would drive on the septic, which is not a good idea. We were hoping to be able to be approved of the variance and then just have his own driveway.
Thank you.
So I need to ask, who told you you could subdivide?
So when we first purchased, I asked our real estate agent to find out, and that was one of our main goals when purchasing the land, because that's what we were looking for something that we could subdivide and divide into two, because my middle child has always requested to own our home. And so I spoke to all three of them, and they were okay with the plan. So I did ask our real estate agent, and she said that we would have to share a driveway,
right.
That it was doable.
Okay, thank you. And then following up on Mr. Williamson's question, do you anticipate, if this is approved, needing a separate septic and a separate well?
Yes, we've looked into that, and it's already been measured out, I guess you would call it. Yes, okay. Measured out for that, and there's little flags that are waiting for your approval.
Okay.
And ready for us to move forward.
And the neighbor to the left, has there been any conversation?
Yes, one of the letters is from him.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharp?
So one of the things that we look at is the uniqueness of the property. And when I look at the site plan that you've provided to us, the proposed lot, number one, would be 150 feet, and it would meet the lot size requirement. But the other proposed lot, two, is the one that needs the variance, and it looks like
it's
not quite about 17 feet thereabouts, little more, but it also meets the square footage requirement. But we still have to have something that demonstrates that the property is unique. Can you address that for the board?
What exactly was the last bit of the part of the question?
The exceptional practical difficulty, the reason that you need the variance, has to be due to some unique physical condition inherent to the property.
You don't believe that us being in our twilight years and having to purchase another piece of land is enough reason?
Well, that's an argument that you're raising, but mm-hmm. there has to be some inherent uniqueness to the property. And I'm looking at this, and I just want to see how you would like to address that, because I haven't really heard you address that standard.
Okay. All right. So as far as you want me to address the physical part of the land and how that would impact if we're approved or not?
Correct. The board has five standards that have to be met. Mm-hmm. And if you fail to meet, and this goes for anybody that applies for variance,
sure.
If you fail to meet any of them, then it results in the denial.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is that there has to be a unique physical condition to the property that warrants the granting of a variance.
When you say unique physical conditions, do you mean access from the road into the property?
It could be what, I mean, that's the argument. I want to hear you address it. I mean, I can't necessarily give you examples.
Sure. I'm not understanding your question, but the way I see it, to the right of him would be his sister, which would own the other half of the lot. And we would have access to the road, because if you were to look at the land physically, just from the naked eye, it's doable. But I want to be able to have both of them own a part of the lot, just so they can.
Well, here's perhaps a question for mm-hmm. you. Did you create the initial almost 2-acre lot?
No, okay, we purchased this lot a little over two years ago.
Okay. Do you know when that lot was created? Do you have any idea?
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
And looking at that lot, it looks like, when I say the lot, I mean the combined
Correct.
Two lots. It looks like it's about 295 feet deep on the one side and 286 feet on the other side. Would you say that's a deep lot or a shallow lot?
It's a deep.
Okay. So we have a lot that is relatively deep as compared to what you would normally see in your eyes. Okay.
As a layperson, when I look at it and I see other properties that are nearby, I honestly don't see what the big deal is. Like I said, I don't know the measurement regulations and the stipulations that the zoning has, but I see that other lots are about the same size.
Yeah, and I understand where you would, some lots may have been created prior to zoning.
Ah, that makes sense.
And that's what we sometimes will see. When the mm-hmm. zoning laws came in, they said a lot has to be of a minimum
Got
size
it.
And width at the road.
Right.
There are some that may have obtained a variance, and sometimes what we'll see are lots that have obtained a variance may get wider as they go out, but they're just happen to be narrower at the road for whatever
Got it.
Reason.
That's mm-hmm. what this one is. It's narrow, a little bit narrow from the front, from the road, and then towards the back, it's a little bit wider, more wider.
Well,
it kind of opens up like this.
You know, I would, looking at the site plan, and I'm looking at it, and it says it's 282.91 feet, both at the front and the rear. So the way I'm looking at it is it's almost a square lot. There's a little discrepancy on the side property, the depths. There's mm-hmm. a little difference there. But otherwise, it would appear that it's the front and the rear appear to be about the same width.
So I guess it comes down to the economic hardship. I know that you say that there's five different requests we have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, property is sky high now, and it really would help our family. It would help my husband and I leave something of a legacy for our children, and not, like I said, we already have my daughter established, and now we're trying to help our other son get a good start and help him in starting his new family. And we're hoping that you would consider that and approve our request.
When you mentioned that you're going to have these two separate entrances, have you obtained or consulted with DLDOT about obtaining those two separate approvals?
One's already there, so it would just be one approval. And we have not.
You can come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Yes.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Joseph Marvese. I'm a registered professional engineer here in Delaware. I live at 43 Century Lane, Newark, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You good?
Okay. The property does have approval from DLDOT in a form of a letter of no objection to recordation. I guess the The exceptional practical difficulty of this lot pertaining with its subdivision would be the positioning of the septic area relative to the driveway. Where originally, when we confronted Sussex County as far as our options here, either we were going to extend the driveway in front of the house and go around to the second property, or go by the rear. The issue with going by the rear, as Maricela mentioned, was the issue of driving over the septic tank. So the positioning of that, the way that the original farmhouse was, led us to needing a separate entrance for the new lot, and the position of the well and the septic of the old. So with that, we wanted to divide this somewhat equally. The original lot, as you mentioned, kept the 150 foot in order to comply, and then the residual portion of it was the 132.91 feet. This, in coordinating with both planning and zoning and DelDOT, this was seemed to be the passive leaf resistance in order to successfully subdivide this. So because of that shortage of the 150 foot, being that both lots will be on well and septic, this is what leads us to the variance board.
Are there, I know Maricela, I believe, right? I believe you testified that there were some other lots that were kind of in that same size range in the area. Did you look at that from an engineering perspective? Are there other lots that are of a similar width in the area?
Yes. A lot of the lots on that road do predate the UDC back from before 1991. Some of them, so that all the roads north of that, I'm sorry, all the properties north of that are around the same 150 to 200 lot size for the front frontage. The one lot in right to the right of that, labeled number one, tax parcel 20.02, that was another residual lot that was actually subdivided from this parcel, but it was about 15 years ago from a record plan. So it outdates the other conformities along with that. That was in a same characteristic of the immediate area. And also with the subdivision of Cypress Point just south of that, a lot of those lots are the same rectangular shapes along that road.
How old is that farmhouse?
Good question.
No, I believe from the architecture, it looks like it was from, I guess, maybe like the late 30s or so. But
because I'm thinking here, and I'm just wondering, you said parcel 2002 had been carved out from this parcel before. Is that what you were testifying to?
Yeah, in excess of 10 plus years.
Okay. So 20 and 20.02 were at 1.1 contiguous lot.
Correct. Yeah, and the recordation of that lot also showed that farmhouse in ruins.
And I'm going to guess the location of that house probably played a determination as to where lot lines could be drawn. Would you agree with that?
I would agree, yeah.
And that house predated zoning, so it would have been, because zoning code came about in 1970, so if you're saying it was built in 1930. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
No further questions for any of us?
No, thank you.
Thank
Does
you.
That conclude your presentation? If it does, you can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? And Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you
state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Emmanuel Cerna. My address is 29078 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I am the product of my parents' work, as I stand before you. They worked a lot. They've had a lot more they had to work on more than I had in my life, but I'm very thankful for that, because if there was any hardships that I've had in my life, I didn't know it because they made sure that they worked hard enough to provide all that for me. This has been a long time coming. I've worked myself also hard for this. I worked for the state of Delaware, worked as a probation parole officer for the state for 7 years. And it's because of through their hard work that I'm here today before you. I understand there's a lot of questions about the location. I understand there's a concern as well, but all in all, I understand. I do believe that it's it definitely favors for an approval. I speak for you just to kind of also express the hard work that's been put through this. I am certainly in favor of this proposal. this is approval. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13044 for Juan and Marcella Serna and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13044 for Juan and Marcella Serna for their request of variances. I believe they have met all the criteria to grant a variance. I do believe that the property has some unique physical conditions due to the placing of the original septic and the trees behind it, and no way to get through on that side. Don't believe the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the applicant. I do believe they bought this, and whether or not on purpose or not, they were trying to buy this to subdivide it and probably were misinformed. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Mr. Williamson, would you like to include in that a letter be sent to the realtor?
I would like to. I would, yes.
In the past. Okay.
You can get her on the phone now if you like. She's pro. She understands. We've been in contact.
Dr. Carson.
We have a motion.
I think the letter is appropriate, and I'll continue to second.
Mr. Levengoth.
Reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
And Ms. Serna, if you could provide the name and address of the realtor to the office tomorrow, that would be great. Thank you.
Next case.
Case number 13045, Michael and Maria.